Okay, so we'll get started now. Every time before we start Bible class, we have this procedure where we take a moment to name our sins to God the Father.
在我们每一堂课开始的时候，我们都会有一个固定的程序，就是我们先要向我们的天父做认罪悔改的动作。
And this is according to 1 John 1:9.
这是根据约翰一书第一章第九节。
It's a very deep subject, actually. The process is very easy, but the doctrine behind it is quite, what's the word for it? You know, you can spend a long time to study about this to really understand the true meaning.
虽然这个程序啊，认罪的这个程序是很简单的，但是这个经句后面对于认罪的定义和整个的完整的意义是非常深厚的。
My teacher has written this book you see here, that's Rebound and Keep Moving. And there's other books about this to explain the mechanics behind this naming of your sins to God the Father.
他的老师呢，就是那个我们一般称为上校，他已经去世了。那他写了这个叫做反弹这本书，来谈这个认罪悔改的整体的概念，是一个非常非常深厚的一个概念。
And also the results of naming your sins to God the Father, which means effectively you're in fellowship with God and you have the filling of the Holy Spirit. That's very important.
最重要的事情是当你做了认罪悔改之后呢，你就重新得到跟神的一个关系。因为你的等于说认罪悔改，你变成全部的灵魂的无罪了，洁净了，所以你可以跟神开始有一个更好的关系，同时会有一个圣灵充满的状态。
It restores you back to fellowship and gives you the filling of the Holy Spirit. So now you have the power, the spiritual power, to live the spiritual life.
因为这个圣灵充满，所以你才会有所谓的灵性的力量。让你可以在你的灵性的这个生活中充满了属灵的力量。
Okay. And he also gives you the power to understand and to study the word of God, which is what we're doing right now.
而且同时呢，圣灵充满让我们能够真正经由圣灵的力量，让我们可以理解上帝的话语。
A very important subject, but it's not the topic for today. But yeah, you can take the books home and read that on your own time.
好，这是一个非常非常重要的主题，但是因为今天的主题不在这一条上，所以我们今天不再多说。但是这一本书反弹这本书呢，有非常详细的说明，所以很希望你们回去会看。
Okay, so 1 John 1:9, very simple. If we name our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
就是约翰一书第一章第九节就提到说，因为神是信实的，只要我们对他认罪，我们就会得到罪的赦免，洗净我们一切的不义。
Okay, so we just name our sins to God the Father from the privacy of our soul, which means just quietly with our mouth shut.
所以呢，我们等一会儿呢，一开始的祷告就是要对神认罪，但这是一个个人的行为，所以不需要讲出来，只要在我们的灵魂里面去对神做认错悔改的事。
Let's do that now.
我们现在开始。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time and the opportunity that you've given to us here today.
我们感谢天父给我们今天的这些机会一起学习。
We give thanks that just by naming our sins to you, we can be cleansed in order that we can have the filling of the Holy Spirit.
我们要感谢能够因为我们对您认错而可以让我们洗净我们的罪，可以让我们可以圣灵充满。
And that as we focus on the teaching today, that the Holy Spirit will teach us the truth of your word.
在我们今天定睛在您给我们的话语中，希望圣灵也可以教导我们，让我们真正理解你的话语。
We pray all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
我们所有的祷告是奉主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now before we get into the lesson today, there's a few points I want to mention regarding the study and the persistence of learning Bible doctrine.
好，我们一开始我们想要先讲一下，就是为什么我们要研读经书，而且同时我们还是能够持续坚守的学习。
And the reason I mention this is because it's come up in discussions with other students just recently from our students in China.
因为呢，他为什么会提这个话题，是因为在中国那边的学生呢，他们有一个这样的讨论。
But the questions I had were not unique. These are questions that I've experienced in my own life and also that I've heard from other people that have studied doctrine over many years.
这项的问题呢不只是他有而且很多曾经读经读了很多年的一些朋友都有同样的问题。
We use the term doctrine, which is not a normal term to use. You see, we try to emphasize the fact that you're studying the Bible in a systematic way.
当我们讲到这个 doctrine 这个字啊，其实我们一般都是代表的是说，我们用研经而不是说读圣经，是因为我们研经是用一种系统性的研读方式，所以我们就把它称之为研经。
So it's not just like in most churches that I've been to, they'll teach a topic for one Sunday, and you go back the next week and they're teaching something else, and the next week they're teaching something else.
因为如果说是有些教会在主日的时候可能我们的学习今天牧师有一个感动他就讲了一个题目那下一次他又讲另外一个题目好，那这跟我们现在研经是不一样的
See, the study of doctrine when you come to Bible class it's more like you're in a seminary type environment
而我们现在的研经呢它比对于这个读圣经的这种方法叫研经的话比较像是神学院的修习方式
So if you were in a seminary, you'd be probably studying from 8 o'clock in the morning to maybe 4 or 5 at night, and then you'd have homework at night. So it's a lot more of a process than what we can manage, in a Bible class 2 times a week.
对，就说因为所谓神学院的研经方法是很可能早上八点一直上课，一直研究，一直到下午四点，然后晚上还有所谓的这个功课要做。好，那对于我们现在一个礼拜才上两次来讲，当然是不急。那个真正神学院的这种
A lot of the pastors I know that teach Bible doctrine, including R.B. Thing Jr., who was one of the founders of this kind of theology, they can teach up to 5 or 6 hours a week. And R.B. Thing was teaching 7 times a week, actually, R.B. Thing Jr.
7 times a week and then how many hours?
The classes in the evening, just 1 hour a day.
Yeah.
But very intense study.
Okay.
They themselves would study many hours a day.But when they go to the churches to teach, at least 6 or 7 times a week, so 6 or 7 hours a week.
像他们的这个教会系统啊，每一个学研经的学生，像我们这样的话，是一个礼拜来7天，每天一个小时，然后再回家还要花6、7个小时在研经的。
Which is very different from when you go to a regular church. You might have maybe 30 minutes or 1 hour on Sunday. You try to get a class on Sunday afternoon, maybe one other time during the week.
这种很重的学习方式啊，跟一般教会是不太一样的。因为教会我们可能都只有去主日，然后下午上一点点课，那跟他们的期待是不同的。
But you have to remember that God gives you it's 168 hours in a week. So how many of those hours in a week are you going to devote to learning the Word of God?
他说上帝给我们一个礼拜168个小时他其实是希望我们要学习更多的。
Okay, because as we mentioned in the study, we're fighting a spiritual battle against one of the most genius person in the universe outside of God. Now, he's obviously a created person, but he's a genius, and we have to fight the spiritual warfare against him.
那我们要了解是我们每天其实都在有一个属灵的征战。那这个属灵的征战我们所征战的对象其实是全世界在除了上帝之外最聪明的一个不要讲人啊就是撒旦
So it obviously takes more than a few hours a week of just studying the Bible to be able to defeat this enemy which is Satan
所以我们怎么可能花很少的时间去学习怎么样来打败撒旦呢不容易啊
Now just out of note I've been here since the beginning of FebruaryAnd I actually calculated that in the class time that we've done here so far has been about 11 and a half to 12 hours. That's the total class time since the beginning of this month.
而其实我们它是一月底来的二月初我们开始上课到现在加起来全部上课时间才11个半小时不到12个小时。
And we're recording these lessons and I take it home and I actually have to edit them out. You know, we have breaks and there's coffee breaks and then we have to stop for the Zoom time. And then I have to, for the people that only know the Chinese, I'm editing out the English so there's pure Chinese lessons for them.
然后呢，他每一次我们上完课之后啊，他回去会把我们的录音啊全部都剪辑，剪辑完以后呢，才知道说，到底大家听到的中文的课时间是多少。
Since the beginning of February, and we've been coming out twice a week, we do like 2.5 hours on Sunday and then 2 hours on Tuesday nights, which sounds like quite a lot of teaching time.
然后从二月到现在的每个礼拜天跟礼拜二都是差不多每天2到2.5小时的这样子，一个礼拜才不到5个小时。
But when I added up all the time of the recordings, just in the Chinese, that the Chinese only students are getting, it's only 3 hours of teaching.
Really?
Yeah.
他说，所以他11个半小时的上课加起来哦，总共中文加起来不到3小时。那因为很多大陆那边的学生，他们都在听的是国语的翻译，所以这一块其实不到，总共他教到的不到3个小时。
And really that's not enough, but we do have the books and we have other recordings from the ministry, and people basically have to be responsible for their own studies.
但是就是说我们这么时间显然是不够的状况下，但是至少我们回去还是有书可以读，可以自己在进修等等的，所以每一个人他必须对自己的学习负责。
Yeah, we have about 20 books from the Colonel's ministry and from our teacher Max, he's another man who studied doctrine, and writings from myself. So there's a lot of materials there outside of the recordings, but you have to do this in your own time.
然后呢，像我们在教的这些东西，他的就是我们称为上校的这个发起人，他有关于这一部分就有20几本书，然后还有另外一位叫 Max 的，就是他直接的牧师，好，也有写了很多文章，然后他自己有写文章，然后还有所有的录音等等，录音，这其实有非常多的资源可以让我们继续回去还可以学习。
Now sometimes I get people to show me a book or they ask me about a certain pastor or a teacher and they say, what do you think about this man's teaching?
他说有一些人呢会有去上了一些别的课，然后会来问 Tim 说，诶，他觉得那个人的课怎么样。
Now, a lot of the people I haven't heard of, so I really can't comment.
但是因为那些人的名字他不见得有听过，所以他也没办法去评论别人的教学。
But, yeah, I do like to recommend certain pastors, but those are pastors who I know are teaching correct theology.
那当然有些是他听过的，他知道那些牧师是教的是一个好的一些理论。
One thing that you can do, you can check for yourselves as well, is first, does that pastor teach about eternal security?
他说，但是我们要如何分辨这些牧师教的东西是不是 OK? 好，那第一个事情呢，是他有没有教所谓永生的保证。
And what that means is, if you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior,Do you believe that you are eternally saved, or do you think you can lose your salvation?
当你相信上帝给你了救恩，你会觉得你的救恩是永远不会不见了的，还是你会担心你会因为某些犯罪的事情或者想法，你就有可能会失去这个救恩。他觉得这是一个要确认的一个概念。
Because there are some pastors that will teach that once you've believed in Jesus Christ, unless you behave in a certain way or stop certain sins, you can actually lose your salvation.
因为有一些牧师他是教导说，如果你因为犯罪是有可能会失去救恩的，即使你已经相信了耶稣。
Okay, so if you have a pastor teaching about that, he's not a good pastor. This is false doctrine.
好，他说如果有牧师是这样教导的话，那他觉得这个牧师的教导是有问题的，这绝对不是正确的。
The second thing you can note is, does that person teach about, we call it rebound, other pastors might call it differently, but naming your sins to God the Father in order that you can get the filling of the Holy Spirit. This is a very important doctrine.
好，第二个事情要确认的就是呢，他有没有教你这个反弹的概念，也就是说当你跟神跟我们的天父认罪，你就可以重新获得一个这个圣灵充满的状况。好，这件事情也是很重要的概念，那这一位牧师有没有教导？
Okay, another factor that you could look at as well is when you're considering to look at this person's book, some of their books or videos, are they charging you money for it?
那第三个想要确认的就是这些人他在给你书本或者相关的这些书籍的时候他有没有要你付钱。
I would not recommend a pastor who has a price tag on his books. Because that means he doesn't understand God's grace and God's plan.
他说如果有一些牧师他写书然后是卖给你上面是有一个价钱的他就觉得这个是有问题的。因为他代表是他不理解上帝对于福音的概念。
The word of God must be free, meaning free in price.
因为上帝的话语绝对是应该要免费给予的。
Yep. The Apostle Paul said the word of God is not for sale.
因为保罗就很清楚地说上帝的话语是不是拿来卖的。
Now some pastors say, but if I don't put a price tag on the book, my ministry will collapse.
有一些牧师会说，如果我不把我的书标个价钱，那很可能我的服事就会崩盘。
If the ministry collapses, that means that God is not in that ministry. See, God will not let a good ministry collapse.
他说，如果他的服事是会崩盘的，那就代表上帝没有跟他在一起。因为有上帝在的服事怎么可能崩盘。
For example, the ministry that puts out R.B. Thing's books, which is R.B. Thing Junior Bible Ministries, has been around for 60 years and they've never asked for money.
就像上校创办人就是他的这个神学院他们已经60年了他从来没有跟人要过一毛钱。
Whether talking about the church or whether the publishing ministry itself, they never had to go around asking the people, you need to help support us, and they've never had a price tag on any of their materials.
他们是有出版社，有在做印刷等等的。虽然这些事情他们一直在做，做非常的多，甚至还做翻译成中英对照，甚至韩英对照，还有泰英对照，很多种语言，但是他们也从来没有去主动的去要求人家的捐赠。
That's the first thing. There's other factors where you can look at whether a pastor is appropriate or not. And also, how is he teaching? What's his style? How well can you understand and apply the information he's teaching? These are other factors too.
所以一个牧师他怎么样教然后他怎么样让我们学习应用这些他所教学的东西这些东西他是不是能够教我们怎么运用这都是去评估这个教师的一些方法。
We often emphasize the word doctrine, and if somebody asks me to recommend a book or something like that, I will see, you know, is this pastor, does he follow these conditions?
Those ones those you just mentioned.
Yeah, and is he teaching good doctrine?
Mm-hmm. 他刚刚说有同学问他怎么样去评估一个教学哈一个牧师的教学他就会用刚才的那几种条件来做一个评估。
Now, the study of doctrine is a slow process.
好学习系统性的学习这个研经它其实是一个非常慢的过程。
Okay, so you have to be patient with yourself and patient with the teachers.
所以你必须非常有耐心不只是对你自己有耐心也要对老师有耐心。
For example, when you're talking about one topic or one verse, that can take a long time.
有的时候为了一个句子或甚至一个词就要花很多时间去讲。
Okay. And the other thing as well is that, and this is a comment that's come up recently, is sometimes when I'm teaching on a topic, I need to mention other concepts, but we don't have the time to actually study the concept.
有的时候当我们在谈一个经句然后那其实是一个概念那这个概念它其实是会引用其他的经句跟概念来解释现在的这一个但是却不能够把那边的东西讲太久所以它其实是就是它需要花蛮多时间去旁征博引
yeah. yeah, we can't just stop everything and then go on to this other topic but I might say something maybe I don't even give Bible verses and you might think, well that sounds really strange maybe Tim's making things up now
所以有的时候他在讲到这个概念的时候他又引用了别的一些概念但又不能把那些概念花太多时间讲的时候你有时候会不知道他其实都是从圣经里面引用过来的所以他只是要先提醒大家有的时候他没办法跳到那边去讲太久所以他只能先讲但原则上他的讲的东西都是来自于圣经
Now I never expect any students or anybody that comes into a Bible class to believe everything I say
他当然他说他也不可能期待所有来上课的人都百分之百的接受他说的事情。
All I can do is present information the way I've studied it, which I understand is the truth. taught from the Bible, and then it's up for the Holy Spirit to present those things into your soul.
对他来讲，他只能够从他所研读的，而且他知道那是真理的事情，他来教导我们。但是呢，做这个事情是要由圣灵对我们的灵魂讲话，让我们去学，看我们能不能接受。
And then you have to make the decision, do I believe that or not?
但是圣灵教导我们之外，我们还是会有一个自由意志来决定我们要不要相信。
Now this concept of me teaching to the classroom and the Holy Spirit is teaching your soul, you might say, well, I never heard that concept before.
也许你从来没听过说，哦，听老师在教，然后呢，圣灵也在教，这个概念也许大家没有这么清楚。
See, that's an example of what I'm talking about. Sometimes I don't give the verses, I just give out a concept. Do you believe it or not?
所以有的时候他没有讲到用一个金句来解释，他讲了一个概念，那这个你会不会相信呢？
But we could go to John 14:26, for example, or we could do a study in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And then I could give you all the verses. I could explain it in the Greek, and then when we could, then maybe you would believe it.
他有可能讲到是约翰福音的14:26，然后也可能讲到哥林多前书2，他很可能是有关联性的事情。
Okay, but that's not the topic for today.
但这不是我们今天要特别讲的事。
Okay, but that's why learning doctrine is a long process, because some things you don't believe today because we don't have the time for me to explain them properly.
所以呢，他讲这么多，只是要让我们知道，有的时候他讲的事情你有问题，好，可能是他还没有时间把它讲得更细。
And that's where you need to be patient, and you just have to wait.
所以你就是必须非常有耐心的，好，一步一步的跟着去完全了解。
Okay, because I will teach about this topic again sometime in the future.
因为在不久后，他很可能又会讲到这个相关的这个概念。
Well, it's quite possible I've already taught about it in previous classes, and that way, if you're interested in the topic, you can ask me, and we have a whole, like a file or an archive.Of books and files and videos and things like that.
那你如果对那个主题是有兴趣的话，你也可以特别来问他，因为他有太多太多相关的这些书籍资料等等的都可以提供给你。
Okay, but if you want to make a serious effort, you should be reading the books or looking at the files every day. You need to set aside time to study the Word of God.
那他当然是期待我们都会每天固定有一个时间。会花在研经上面，然后把资料好好自己的研读。
And sometimes also when I'm teaching, if I'm going through a particular concept fairly quickly, because it's not the main topic, I won't exactly give enough detail, which can make it actually look like I'm teaching erroneously, which means I'm teaching incorrectly.
他说有的时候他，因为他没有把那个旁边的那个概念要拿来讲的事情讲得太清楚，有的时候你会听到有点一知半解的状况下，会觉得是不是他那个旁边讲的那件事情是有问题。
Okay, I'll just give you one example from teaching last Sunday.
就像上个礼拜天我们的一个教导。
Because I was teaching about how during the 7-year tribulation, the armies of the world will be attacking the Jewish people of Israel as inspired by Satan. And the battle of Armageddon. And they're going to be trying to wipe out the Jews.
前几天就礼拜天呢、啊，他要举一个例子说为什么有时候会让我们会误会，因为他那一天就有特别讲到说，到了这个所有基督徒被提之后会有7年的大灾难，然后这个7年大灾难的过程中呢，就世界最主要的大军队都会跑到耶路撒冷那边去，把以色列人全部都杀光。
Because this is part of the angelic conflict.
这一段历史是所谓的天使的征战里面的一段蛮重要的历史
and,
未来的历史
One of the things I was mentioning was that the armies are the unbelieving armies, meaning that they were unbelievers.
他所讲的这些大军就是世界各地的大军，讲的是那些非信徒的军队。
Okay, but when I say unbelieving, within those armies, there will be Christians, or you know, people who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. There will be believers in there. Don't be surprised, because there's always been believers fighting against the Jews, anti-Semitic
believers. But I thought all the believers had already been captured.
Yes, but after the rapture has occurred, there will be many people believing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right after the rapture.
Right after the rapture.
他说，但是因为他没有讲的是，我们也必须知道是，当我们基督徒被提之后，所发生的这个大灾难时期的那一些大军里面， 也会还是有信徒哦，因为在被提之后的那些时间，很多人就从非信徒变成信徒了，但他们已经来不及被提走了。
And so by the end of the 7-year tribulation, there's actually going to be quite a few believers on the world.
所以当那七年大灾难时期的要结束期的时候，世界上其实已经又有很多的信徒了，相信耶稣基督的。
But many of those will still be deceived by the concept of anti-Semitism. Satan will be able to inspire these people to have hatred towards the Jews, and they will be in these armies.
但是呢，这些即使是成为了耶稣基督信徒的人，他们在大军里面还是有可能会非常的厌恶，那痛恨犹太人，因为他们是被撒旦欺骗的。
Okay, now we just have to stop the Zoom because the time is up now, and then just in the next minute or two, we'll open up again on the same address, and I'll continue on this concept.
好，我们先暂停一下，因为 Zoom 要结束了，所以请大家马上回来。